Blues play the Skybox in East Highland. And Berserker again Saturday featuring Ringworm, Chowbite, Thunderbirds Are Now, Writhing, who we just had an interview with Don from that band, and we'll hear a track from Writhing in just a second. From Hell, which we just heard also a few minutes ago, Snake Wing, Amino Acids, Frustrations, and many, many more. And as I mentioned earlier, we have the Detroit Blues Society monthly meeting jam with the Root Shakers at Shelley Kelly's in Fraser, Jimmy McCarty and Mystery Train at Guy Halloran's in Ann Arbor. Tinsley Ellis is at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. Sunday, Steve Cox and the Detroit Hammers play the Winter Blast. For more information on that, there's too many local bands to mention on this show. The Winter Blast is happening Friday through Sunday at Campus Martius downtown. If you want to check out all the local bands playing there, Meridian Winter Blast is where you want to go. Tuesday, Benny Reeves with the Paul Carey Trio at Plymouth Elks Club in Plymouth. And on Wednesday, Haunted House has a free show at the Garden Bowl. Anyway, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. Right now we're going to hear a track from Writhing, and that was going to be the song Prey from their EP Indomitable. And if we had time, we're going to hear a little bit of Grommet, Walking on Glass, from their CD, High Style Profile, and they're going to be playing the Ear Candy Festival a week from Saturday. Otherwise, coming up in just a few minutes, bear with us, we have Christian Yorn, the Black Drops, playing live for us as part of promoting the benefit that will happen tomorrow at the Trinity House in Livonia. More details if you stick around and listen to the show. Anyway, this is Writhing with Prey.
Oh, and want to see. Seeing all of this is really bothering me. Bothering me, bothering me. Like walking on glass, glass.
I guess they're going on. Live in the studio, this is Chris Denyor and the Black Drops on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show.
I see you running, running circles as I go. I'll tell you something, something you could never know. No more. And I'll be all you wanna see, even way down the line. I keep asking you why you stay. You know you never come around. Little Miss Loveless, why are you crying? You never know all the things you wanna wipe. No more. And I'll be all you wanna see, either way down the line. I keep asking you why stay. You know you never come around. You run, where you hide. You take your time, everything that comes in night. No more. And I'll be all you wanna see, even way down the line. Keep asking you why you stay. You know you're never coming down.
All right. Live in the studio, Chris Denyor and the Black Drops. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. If you want to take a second and go around the room and introduce yourselves.
For sure. On drums, we got John Porter. And on bass, we got Joe Bagosi.
All right.
I'm Chris Denyor, and we got Mike Ash from Attack Hunger here as well.
Okay, we'll be talking to him in just a few then. Okay. What do you have next for us, Chris?
We're going to do a song that's instrumental off an upcoming EP we're doing called BG Strays.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll be right back.
right. Great stuff there. Live in the studio, Chris Denore and the Black Drops. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. So how long have you guys been together?
2 years, 2.5 years.
2.5?
Almost 3 years. 2.5 years.
Okay, since about 11?
Yeah, around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
It sounds like a typical story, but a guy walked into a bar. Me, and I saw them playing. They were in a different band, but I got Joe, and we played for a while, and then John hopped on.
What bands were you guys in, Joe and John?
Well, we used to play in a three-piece blues band called Jupiter Child, and we did that for about 6 years, and that's where Chris saw us.
Okay.
But kind of love at first sight when we saw Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, he yeah. Kind of knows how to play that guitar, don't he?
Yeah, he's all right.
So are they. So let's get mushy now.
So, as far as releases, how many you guys have now?
We have one album called Cinema that's out, and that's at chrisnorandblackdrops.com. I have a couple of EPs by myself coming out this winter, and then we have another one coming out later in the year.
Okay, so you guys are busy, huh?
Yeah.
Now, would that be the best bet to get anything for our listeners, the Chris Denore at andblackdrops.com?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's all there.
All right, good
stuff. Lots of other fun stuff, too. So.
All right, cool. All right, what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to do a song off the upcoming one.
Cool.
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
All right.
When you wake up, what do you feel? You go around town, but you're home. Home. You never know much of anything, anything at all, but you're home. Home. Tell me why. Everyone's not real now. Little darling, don't you cry. You find a way around, your head's home. Home. Here you go again, you're feeling low. You feel around town to be home. Home. Tell me why everyone's not real now. You never come, you never see the set. All in by yourself. You never run, you never come, you never seen yourself, all and by yourself. Yeah, night, all and by yourself. Yeah, night, all and by yourself. Never even care, never even care, never even care, never even care. Come home. Little fire now, you'll be all right. You see the light inside your home. The fire, well, it will burn out. You see it as you grow in your home. Tell me why everything's not real.
All right. Chris Denore and the Black Drops, live in the studio here at WHFR, broadcasting live from Henry Ford Community College. And one of the reasons why we brought you gentlemen in here is you got a benefit going on tomorrow night at the Trinity House in Livonia, yeah, for Attack Hunger.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And with your permission, I think we're going to get Mike on here, and he's going to talk about what's going on.
Take it away.
All right. You there, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Wait a minute. That's my fault. Let's try that again.
Yeah, I'm here.
That helps big time. Okay, why don't you tell us how this all started? Give us a little story about Attack Hunger.
Well, what Attack Hunger does, basically, are we put together bundles of nutritious foods, so like granola bars, trail mix, bottled water, and then we go to events, and we have a like permanent station at the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale, and for every bundle of that we sell, we give one of the same to different local shelters and outreach programs all over the city of Detroit.
Hmm. I think you called it on the site like a one-on-one thing, or one...
Yeah, for every item purchased from Attack Hunger, there is like an equal donation that's backed behind it by us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I remember correctly, people can actually go on the site and see pictures of the deliveries.
Oh, yeah. The really cool thing about Attack Hunger, I feel, is that when I was originally setting it up, I wanted to see exactly... what I wanted to see out of a place that I would be like giving to. And the main important thing to me when I was putting this together was that I want everybody to be able to see exactly what it goes with the donation. I want to know like exactly where my impact is being made around the city, I guess.
No, that is a great idea. I've talked to a lot of people in my lifetime, and a lot of times, you know, what keeps them from giving to a charity is just like, well, I don't know where my money's going. You know, is it going locally? Is it going into somebody's pocket? Where is it going? And you're actually able to show them this is what it's doing.
Oh, yeah. Every time we drop off one of our food bombs, as we call them, we always snap a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. And so everybody gets to see, because it's all up to date. So you actually get to see directly where your impact was made specifically.
Okay. Now, where would somebody go to as far as like purchasing these snacks, and how would they go about that?
Well, we sell the snacks at street fairs like Dally in the Alley and the DIY Festival, things of that nature. And online we sell T-shirts. They say "We Feed the D" on the back, and then they have our logo on the front. And for every one of those that we sell, we give 5 of the bundles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, because it was just a little bit, I figured that would be a little bit more of an idea as, like, rather than, like, selling them online, trying to get some sort of presence on there, I figured that the t-shirt would be a nice, easy way. And plus, we were able to contribute a lot more, like, for every one of those sold.
Mm-hmm. And somebody gets something nice to wear in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And any thoughts, like, what gave you this idea? What was the brainchild that got you going with this?
For Attack Hunger in general?
Yeah.
Actually, it's really weird, and it's pretty cheesy, but I had a dream about it a couple years ago, and I usually forget that kind of stuff, but this one just kind of stuck around in my head, and I was, like, thinking about it, like, and then I gave my dad a call, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this idea? And he got really excited about it. He thought it was a good idea, and so, like, on went Attack Hunger.
Okay. And let's see, what is the exact address, though, to go online? Is it just...
Well, we have our, like I was mentioning, the Facebook page. In addition to that, we have attackhunger.com, which is kind of just more of the informative, like, sort of what we do. And I'm kind of building these websites myself, so they're taking a little bit longer than I originally expected. But the shop.attackhunger.com is the one where you can go on there and get the shirts that are backed by the donation.
Okay. Excellent. So this is a benefit awareness concert, and it's happening tomorrow at the Trinity House. And it's going to have our friends out there, Chris Denor and the Black Drops, although he's going to do a solo set, I believe, in the beginning of the evening, correct?
Yeah.
And then there's some other artists that are playing as well?
Yeah, there's a few others, like George Hertier, and there's actually a couple really cool surprises in store for tomorrow, so I'm really excited. You know, people are going to have a really nice, really really awesome show to, like, go and see, and it's, I'm really excited. I think they are, too. And I would like it, just to say one thing. Chris was, like, the main steam behind putting this event in particular together, and I'd like to give him, like, a mighty thank you from the Attack Hunger crew.
Excellent. All right. All right, well, we'll probably talk at least one more time before we get out of here. Thanks, Mike. And why don't we get back to the music?
Sounds good.
All right, gentlemen, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do not sleep no more, rest your eyes. Have you given up? No longer try. I've been there before and I know your feeling. Did shadows move across your ceiling? Seems like there's a ghost inside your head that never goes. Always there to bring you down. Got a ghost inside your head and it knows. You're safe and far. Comes back to remind you of who you are. Feels like there's a ghost inside your head, and it goes. Always there to bring you down. Got a ghost inside your head, and it now. Thank you.
All right. Live in the studio, Chris Tenor and the Black Drops here on WHFR.FM, station making waves. This is the Motor Live at Drive, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. somebody's got to keep me off the caffeine before I do my shows. Anyway, gentlemen, I know the most important show that you have coming up tomorrow night is the Attack Hunger Awareness Benefit Show at the Trinity House in Livonia. But do you guys have anything else coming up in the near future?
Yeah, there's the, you know, I'm bad. I should have wrote down the dates. But they can look at this at the website. But there's the International Pop Overthrow Festival in March.
And where's that happening?
At the Lager House.
Lager?
There'll be about 30 bands playing.
30 bands?
Yeah, it goes over 2 days.
Oh, okay.
And this guy just puts one on, and he does one in London and almost every major city in America.
Hmm.
Takes all bands that have, you know, songs.
Okay. Yeah. Is this the first one for here in Detroit? Or?
No, he's done it a few years here, but it's last year was a change of venue. So.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any theme to the music or just more, all kinds of different?
It's more just like power pop kind of stuff. Or It's all, every band's focused on the songwriting, just really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's sometime in March. Any others?
I'm trying to think. I should have been more prepared for this, shouldn't have I?
Just a little.
I know. No, that's the main one. And then we'll be recording that EP and then be booking a bunch of more shows. So.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. All right, what do you got for us now then, gentlemen?
Do a song called Damaged Goods.
Damaged Goods.
Off the Cinema album.
Okay, all right.
And he should have known better. From inside my bed every night. Never got a chance to see the other side of me, but I'll be alright. Hey, you better think twice when they say I got kind eyes. Watching everything that you do. I'm paranoid. I see all my boys in love with you. Why you gotta run? Why you gotta hide when you know I'm only holding on? Why you gotta run? Why you gotta hide when you know I'll never be gone? Tony all
All right. Live in the studio, Chris Tenor and the Black Drops. All right. I might as well just keep it going. You guys are ready. Go ahead.
How are you guys with doing a song that's not ours, an old blues tune?
Ah, no, that's perfectly fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Okay, certainly, that's cool.
My big black car. Hey, baby, get into my big black car. Wanted to show you what my politics are. Support the left, though I'm leaning to the right. Support the left, though I'm leaning to the right. But don't deny me, baby. Not why you're in a fight. Political man, and I practice what I preach. Political man, and I practice what I preach. Don't deny me, baby, not while you're in my my big black car. Hey, baby, in my big black car. I wanted to show you what my politics are.
All right. Classic song there from Cream, eh?
I don't know where that came from. I just felt like playing it.
Eh, you gotta do what inspires you, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's cool. We can dig that here. All right, so for anyone that wasn't listening toward the beginning of the hour, if you want to let us know a little information about your releases and what's coming up and how to find it and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, the band's Chris Norton and the Black Drops. We got an album called Cinema, which you can get at chrisnorontheblackdrops.com and iTunes and pretty much every other place you can get music.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an EP coming out in a couple months.
Yeah.
I got a few solo ones coming out over the next few months. And then we got a big gig tomorrow night for Attack Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
At Trinity House Theater, Pneumonia, which you can get tickets at trinityhousetheater.org.
I could not get those numbers.
Tickets available there.
For the life of me.
And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay. You have any title in mind for either one of those releases coming up, the solos, or?
First one of mine is done. It's just getting pressed right now. That one's just called Four.
Four? Okay, no need to look into it, huh? All right.
And I don't know what ours will be yet. We got all the songs written.
Okay.
Ready, I mean, they're all ready to go. A couple we play here today. We'll just, the next thing that we do is going to be totally, the album has kind of a pop gloss to it, Cinema. So this next five song EP thing will just be more of a real live vibe.
Okay. So. Down and dirty?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, what do you got for us now then?
Well, we're going to do a song called Room of Mirrors.
Okay.
Last song on the Cinema album.
All righty, take it away.
To chill.
ground moved beneath me, but time stood still. Down the stairs, I keep walking deeper down. My heart beating faster, is there our only sound? Lord, give me strength to carry on. Easy back when I was younger. Back when I was someone else. Back when
to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio. Chris Denor and the Black Drops, who are playing a benefit tomorrow night at the Trinity House in Livonia. It's a benefit awareness concert for Attack Hunger. And with your permission, gentlemen, I'm going to hand the mic over to Mike again, one more time. All right, Mike, if you could tell us one more time, basically what is the whole thing about Attack Hunger and what you're trying to do?
Excuse me. Well, Attack Hunger is a non-profitable company that I started up a couple years ago, and what we do is we sell bundles of nutritious foods, and for every one of them that we sell, we give one of the same to different local shelters and outreach programs, more specifically the women and children focused. And Chris has been awesome enough, and the rest of his band too. I don't want to disregard those guys. They are playing a show tomorrow night, and everything is going to be going toward stocking the shelters with food.
Okay, and you were telling me earlier that you go on Facebook and you can purchase t-shirts. That's how it works for people who want to give.
Oh, yeah. On shop.attackhunger.com, we have t-shirts available. And for every one of them that we sell, we give 5 of our bundles to different local shelters all around the area. And the thing with the Facebook that I was mentioning is that it's probably the best thing about Attack Hunger is every time we drop off our food bombs, as we call them, we always snap a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page so everybody gets to see directly who they helped. And mm-hmm. that's going to remain the same through all of this and everything. There will eventually be a picture up on there, or a series of showing where everything went, so that everybody can be reassured that everything's all good on this end.
Okay, great. And as you were mentioning earlier, look for Attack Hunger on upcoming festivals of sort. You said Dally in the Alley, DIY, things like that?
Oh, yeah. We're always trying to get our nose in wherever we can. those are two that I like to frequent a lot. And then also the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale is where our permanent setup is.
Oh, we forgot to talk about that then. So Rust Belt Market, where we can find you on a regular basis. That's at 9 in Woodward as well, right?
Yep, right there in downtown Ferndale.
Okay, great. All right, so we look forward to the show. If you folks have enjoyed what you've heard in the last hour, there's going to be plenty more of that tomorrow night at the Awareness Concert that's happening at the Trinity House in Livonia. For more information, I know I've looked it up online. They're easy to find on the internet. And, of course, attackhunger.com for more information. And one more time, what was that, the other one, the shop?
Oh, shop.attackhunger.com is where you can pick up your shirts.
Okay. And feed the needy. And your tagline, we feed the D, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I thank you for coming to speak with us, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll see everybody tomorrow night at the show, and we'll go from there. All right, I think we have time for just one more. Probably get most of it in, might have to fade out a little bit. But if you gentlemen are ready, let's do one more.
All right.